Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with Alan Matsugimba of the American Angus Association in just a moment. Well, neighbors, your next Superior Video Livestock Auction coming up on Thursday, November 9th, broadcast live from Superior Livestock out of Fort Worth, Texas, on Dish Network Satellite 232 and on SuperiorClickToBid.com. We'll have Superior Sunrise at 7:30, followed by the video auction at 8 a.m. Central Time. 25,150 head to be offered, 2,700 yearling steers, 4,000 yearling heifers, 15,700 weaned calves, and 1,150 calves on cows. Only two more Superior Video Livestock Auctions this year, on the 30th of November and the 14th of December. If you want to know the estimated time a lot will sell in this November 9th sale, or to preview the video, you can always visit our website at SuperiorLivestock.com. At SuperiorLivestock.com, or call for information at 800-422-2117. Superior Livestock's next regular auction, November 9th, 8 a.m. at Superior Livestock. We bring the market to you. The American Angus Association unveiling a brand new feeder calf program for the breed at their just concluded National Angus Convention in Fort Worth, Texas. Alan Matsugimba is their CEO.
A year ago, we unveiled a new long-range strategic plan, three-year plan, and one of the key strategies there was to establish a feeder calf program. So over the course of the last year, as you mentioned, we've been working on it, but ultimately decided to make an acquisition, an acquisition of Verified Beef, which has a feeder calf program in the marketplace. But more than anything else, what we did was acquire a technology company. Their software platform's outstanding. It'll allow us to reconfigure it to our needs and be in the marketplace here next summer. So we're very excited about that.
Why do you believe the Angus program and the cattle industry in general needs this type of a feeder calf program?
Well, commercial producers continually are trying to improve their genetics, right? And cattle feeders, for that matter, trying to buy good genetics. So we're going to give them a tool to be able to measure where they're at with their genetics and then and give them a score, if you will, as they enroll their calves. And then as they improve their calves over time, you'll see their scores go up in value, and hopefully they get more value from as they sell their cattle as well.
So for the Angus seed stock operator, what's the value of this program?
Well, we've got to remember who we are. We're the American Angus Association, right? So the real value is to our members. If the program becomes successful, and we intend for it to be that way, you'll see the value of bulls going up. And then ultimately, that's our members' benefit as well. So, you know, it's going to be the a classic win-win. The commercial cattle industry, we think the quality of the cattle will improve. And in turn, we'll need to continue to improve the quality of our bulls. Already, we feel the best in the marketplace, but we think they'll continue to get better. And so, you know, the old saying, a rising tide will lift all boats, and that's where we think we're going.
I guess for a lot of your operators, all your breeders, the way they really measure their success is the number of bulls, the price of the bulls that they're able to sell. I know anecdotally anyway, it sounds like we've had a pretty good sales season for these seed stock operators.
Yeah, it's been a good year. I mean, we all know the cattle market softened a little bit from the last few years, but nonetheless, Angus bulls continue to bring a premium in the marketplace. They're profitable. So we're in good shape. And I know October started off really strong with sales as well, so hopefully there's going to be a little bit of an uptick this coming year. But yeah, it's a good time to be in the Angus business.
Alan Matsugimba, the American Angus Association. Now, we covered the announcement of that feeder calf program at the opening general session of the convention in Fort Worth this last weekend. We tweeted about the plan, and University of Missouri beef geneticist Dr. Jared Decker retweeted us on the announcement saying, "This is a big deal. Selling feeder steers based on genetics is the next step in beef cattle marketing." You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's a special cow sale Saturday, November 11th at Apache Auction Market, Apache, Oklahoma. The sale gets underway at noon and features over 800 consigned head. Sale includes bred heifers, 3 to 5 year old pairs, 3 to 5 year old fall and spring calving cows, and 7 to 9 year old fall and spring calving cows. For more information, call 888-926-9696 or go to the website www.apacheauction.com.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes reporting.